today's news. Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news of the day through the papers of yesterday. Not so much old as new old today, because I thought, what better thing to think about than the new year? It does tend to happen every year at this time of year, does it not? 1st of January or the 31st of December, or 31st flips into the 1st, and here we are into another new year, perhaps another new decade or even century. A quick look back at the papers to see how it was marked over the years. If we go back to the Alabama Times, Saturday, December the 28th, 1889, I can tell you there was a Baldwin Tea Party and New Year's Tree. The excitement must have been unbearable. A New Year's Tree and Tea Party will be held at West Baldwin Village on Wednesday next, New Year's Day, January the 1st, 1890. Tea on tables at 5 p.m. After tea, addresses will be given in the chapel by the following gentlemen: the Reverend T.C. Kelly, Mr. W.H. Corlett, Mr. W.J. Cool, and others. Admission to tea, 1 shilling. The New Year's Tree, 1 shilling. The proceeds of the tree to defray the expenses of footpath from Baldwin West Chapel to East Baldwin Board School. If we skip forward a little bit to 1896, the Isle of Man Times, a long piece about the new year, all in the tiny print that was very much en vogue in the papers, I suppose you would say, those days, or perhaps that's the best they could do. Difficult to read sometimes. The new year had here, as elsewhere in Christendom, we are told, the old-fashioned reception, which amongst its other recommendations has the charm of variety. There were watch-night services in most of the places of worship for those who wished to give due solemnity to their farewell to the departing and their welcome to the coming year. There were social fireside gatherings of those who wished to be part with the old and to meet the new year side by side with their nearest and dearest friends, while through the streets and to our doors came glee choirs and bands of music proclaiming with joyous melody the dawn of a new year. New Year's Day, as Thursday also, was kept as a general holiday, all the shops, with very few exceptions, being closed. Amongst the public places of amusement open on New Year's Day were the Grand Theatre, where there were both an afternoon and evening performance, and the Palace, at which there was the annual Dog and Poultry Show, which as usual attracted a considerable crowd of visitors. But there was the one essential element to the thorough enjoyment of a holiday lacking both on New Year's Day and Thursday: fine weather. Some things never change, it seems. The weather here, as our readers know only too well, was depressingly damp and gloomy, for which none of us will find any consolation in learning from the Liverpool papers that in that city, not remarkable, by the way, for the dryness of its atmosphere, the weather on New Year's Day was bright and pleasant, and the temperature considerably higher than for some time past. Yes, sounds the same as now, doesn't it? However, though the weather did not in this instance lend itself to a cheerful view of things, the fact that hope springs eternal in the human breast is never more manifest than at the beginning of a new year, and it is well that it should be so, for the year is all the more likely to prove a happy new year if we commence it in a hopeful spirit, even though the prospect may not be without a touch of gloom. And it goes on to detail some political issues and how the Foreign Secretary in the UK is looking at the rest of the world and such like. And let's face it, we could again say very much the same today, couldn't we? A poem in the Alabama Examiner of Saturday, December 31st, 1921, from Preston Brooke by an Beatrice A. A Happy New Year, it's called. New Year bells are ringing over land and sea. They have each a message for both you and me. Years are made for service. Live each moment well. Hours are only lent to thee, I can hear them tell. Love is pure and sacred. Keep her free from shame. Lust and passion rob her oft of her glorious name. Joy is your own birthright, I can hear them say. Sell her not for pleasures that will fade away. New Year bells are ringing over land and sea. Heed our message, and will dawn happiness for thee. Thank you, Beatrice A. not too bad at all. 1921. Just skipping back to 1904, in the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, December the 31st, New Year's Eve, we are told that this New Year's Day, and for the future, there will be no list of honours issued by the Prime Minister's Department in honour of the New Year. The honours will be restricted to the June and November lists. Well, I don't think that's still the case, is it, anymore? I'm not quite too sure what the reason for that was. If we go to the Isle of Man Times of Saturday, January the 5th, 1952, in a column entitled Douglas Greets the New Year, Clear Skies Welcome 1952, somewhat better than the 1890s then. In the traditional way, at the stroke of midnight rang forth from the clocks on New Year's Eve, Douglas welcomed 1952. Church bells led the greeting, chiming out their welcome, and they were soon joined by the ships in the harbour, whose crews sounded the foghorns and sirens in salute to the New Year. Don't think that goes on anymore, does it? As New Year's Eve wore on and the span of the old year became a few short hours, snow fell, mantling the hills with white and repeating the scene which welcomed 1951. But soon the snow turned to sleet and then to rain, which ceased just before midnight, so that when the new year came in, the stars shone brightly from a clear sky and there was a brisk, cold nip in the air. In the churches, many welcomed 1952 at the watch night services, and after midnight, the Salvation Army held their usual open-air service with old favourite hymns. Other people decided to dance the New Year in, and dances at the Villa Marina and in other ballrooms and hotels were well attended. But to bank clerks, New Year's Eve is a busy time, and while others saw the New Year in their own way, the lights in the bank windows showed that they still laboured over their ledgers and were busy balancing accounts. I don't know how that goes on so much anymore. As the church congregations and the dancers dispersed to their homes, they were joined by those who were keeping up the old Manx custom of the Cwaltoch and paying calls on their friends to bring them luck in 1952. Many made their way along the promenade where the lights reflecting in the calm sea with the floodlit Fort Anne standing above the bay like a fairy palace floating in the sky made a glorious picture. But not everyone's mind was on celebrating the coming of 1952, as several ladies were to be seen just before 1 a.m. earnestly inspecting the windows of a well-known store which bore the notice of price reductions for a sale which will be the year's first event for that establishment. A clothes shop, we guess, do we? I don't know. And I'll leave you with 1959 in the Mona's Herald. You could all go to the Palais Ballroom, special attraction for the New Year, New Year's Eve, which was a Thursday again, a grand carnival ball, 7:30 until 1 a.m. with spot prizes. You don't get spot prizes so much anymore, do you? And dancing to John Jolly and his band. And your admission for a night of frivolity was 8 and 6. It could be 3 and 6. The printing is very bad, but I think it's 8 and 6. Either way, sounds like darn good value to me. Whatever you're doing this New Year's Eve, I hope you have a very pleasant time. And of course, I wish you health and happiness for 2024. And we'll be looking at more old news in the coming year. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.